Pourquoi? Bah, his divine grace is he bhakti vidanta sarjana prabha.
O Gadadhara, Krishna, our kingdom is now being marked by the impression of your feet, and therefore it appears beautiful. And when you leave, it will no longer be so. All these cities and villages are flourishing in all respects because the herbs and grains are in abundance. The trees are full of fruits. The rivers are flowing. The hills are full of minerals. And the ocean full of wealth. All this is due to your glancing over them. Sri Chaitanya Mahanabhistam Chapitam Jena Bhutale Sayama Prakarama Yadidatisa Prasantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Brahmani Chananda Sri Raita Garadha Shiva Sri Bhavra Bhakta Bindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. You know what that name is, Krishna? What does it mean? Gada means club, right? Everyone who carries a club. Gada. Gadahara. Everyone has a club. Yeah, no, I already said that. So, Kunti is appreciating that everything is coming from the Lord's mercy. This is the trouble with the modern civilization. It encourages us to think that we're the doer. We're creating something from a factory, therefore we claim to be the proprietor. And then we become, you know, lost to ourselves. Whereas in a simple society, everybody can appreciate more and more how we're dependent on the nature. By the, you know, the rain and the earth and the sunlight. These things no man is controlling, the fertility of the earth. But therefore the simple farmer, he can be more in touch with God because of that, of realizing practically in his work every day that he's dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Whereas somebody who has a factory, you know, thinking like that, he's thinking that, you know, I'm creating this, employing so many men. He becomes proud of his giving employment to people. I remember speaking to some Indian men like that. They're saying, what do we need this Krishna God? We're already doing good work. By me, you know, 125 people are being employed. They're maintaining their families. And I'm giving them this opportunity to make money. And something like that. So they become proud, thinking that they're... that somehow they are the doer, and that really they're exploiting these workers, but they take it as a credit. So, therefore, Prabhupada is minimizing this kind of industrial enterprise and encouraging us to become, to live simply and not be dependent on these things. If we live simply, then we won't be requiring all these big industry. Even Prabhupada wasn't so much in favor of the automobile and so on. Because they were there, he took advantage of them. But it would be easier if we live in a small village, we could have bullocks, we could travel. There's no rush to go someplace. This was the idea, more mode of goodness. But now everyone is passionate, so we miss opportunity to appreciate the presence of the Lord in our everyday activities, in our daily conduct, because we're rushing here, rushing there. So this is required that we become more cool-headed, and thus we can experience the presence of the Lord in everything, because nothing is outside of God. So why can't we appreciate Him? When we drink water, when we see the sun, when we see somebody, or even in our own life, that some ability is there. We know that God says, I am the source of that ability. Whereas ordinary man, when he does something, then he immediately takes the credit. He doesn't recognize God. And he wants to become famous as the doer. So Srila Prabhupada was always curbing that in us, curbing that tendency to become proud. Now this is the danger, that we become proud. And so Prabhupada was alert for that. When he saw that in his disciples, he would be very, you know, you can say, strong with them, not to allow this pride to become manifest. Because without being humble, we'll never understand what is the will of the Lord. We will never understand the potency of the Holy Name. How can we chant nicely if we don't appreciate that this is simply a gift? The whole chanting process is a gift. The whole method of self-realization is a gift. It's coming to us causelessly. We haven't earned it, as I was mentioning. We shouldn't think we have any right in devotional service. I have a right. I've earned this. No. We never earn access into the spiritual world in that sense. But we can get the mercy of the Lord if the Lord sees that we are sincere to have it. That's the only price. We should be sincerely anxious to render service, and then the Lord will allow us to do that service. And then we'll be perfect. Rendering service to Krishna is the perfection of life. And in order to render that service more intimately, by necessity, we'll have to get a spiritual body. So that will be our perfection when our spiritual body becomes manifest. But in order to manifest that spiritual body, we have to become humble and not demand something from the Lord, but rather be open for His guidance. Just like now, we have to decide where are we going to go. So we have to pray. We have to become, you can say, humble enough that we allow the Lord to direct us rather than force Him to accept what we want. We should be, the only thing we should want is to please the Lord, to please Srila Prabhupada. We have that sincerely in our heart. That's our goal. We want to please Srila Prabhupada. Then, then why won't Krishna give us the clear indication? He will. But this, we have to keep this goal. If we want to become famous or great or something, then Krishna may give us this, but He won't give Him Himself. According to our karma, we may get some big position, but that will simply be a stumbling block unless we are actually humble. So first business is, we have to qualify ourselves. Why we stress this morning program? Because this is the time we can become introspective. We can become serious about researching our own defects and seeing our own inadequacies so that we'll be humble. But if we get up and immediately go into the mode of passion, go to work or something, then we will miss this chance that Krishna is giving us by natural arrangement. He gives us the morning time for us to become sober. Everybody wakes up, they're a little sober, but they rush into the engagements of the day. They don't take that opportunity to purify themselves and to understand the actual philosophy of life. Therefore, we should stress on this point of morning program. Okay, any questions? Hare